247. The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Welcome to the Hour One Nugget. This worship has been so, so powerful. I prayed before the program started and said, Lord, let your anointing come. And I have to say, it's come so in power, in such power. Listen to me. We're looking at Romans, the 12th chapter, and verse 2. And it says this, we looked at this the other day, but watch this. It says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. We've looked at that. We've meditated on that. And if you were listening, you know what you need to do on that. I know what I've got to do on that subject. I must not copy the behavior and customs of this world, but I've got to allow God Himself, to transform me into a new person by changing the way I think. And He needs to do that in your life too, beloved, by changing the way you perceive things. Looking at your life, looking at the way you think, and just think to yourself, what am I doing that could be offensive to Almighty God? What am I saying that might be offensive to Almighty God? Every time now someone cuts me up on the road, I have a bit of a pop at them, and then I say sorry immediately because I know it's ridiculous to do that. I say that people are stupid for doing that. Oh, you're so stupid. And then my wife might well point out, well, actually, it was your fault. And then I really do say sorry. You see, we have to transform the way we think and perceive people and God Himself. But that's not what I wanted to say today. I've already done that. What I want to say is this. The second part of the verse is so, 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 so vital to you and to me. And it says this. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Listen, beloved. Oftentimes people are saying to me, you know, I've got no idea what God's will for my life is. Really? May I humbly say that perhaps you don't know the reason you don't know God's will for your life is because you have not transformed your thought pattern. You haven't renewed the way you think so that now you are focused completely on Almighty God. I've been going every day to the Way Festival in Brentwood. I've been the compere there. I'm still going until Sunday. It's a 10-day event, and many people are coming to know the Lord Jesus. It is amazing. I mentioned it just now because Helen Youssef was there last night, and she led worship. And I have to tell you, oh boy, it was just herself and her husband who was playing the keyboards and a drummer. I can't remember the last time I've been in a worship service that was that powerful. The worship was amazing, beloved. Absolutely amazing. And when you're in worship like that, when you're worshiping God in spirit and truth that way, you then begin to know that your mind has to change. And as you worship God, I believe He is helping us change the way we think so that our eyes are fixed on Him and not on things of the world. The other day at the Way Festival, there was a Russian speaker, Yeheni. He was speaking and he brought this verse. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And I brought that same verse at the beginning of the week on the Hour One Nugget. But when he brought it, oh boy, something new came out. Something new came out. Many of you, I believe, have been feeling that sometimes you can't come to the Lord. You can't come to Jesus. You can't sit at His feet. You can't do that because what you've done is too bad. The things you have done in your life is too bad, and that's why He doesn't communicate with you. Well, just look what this verse says. Come to me, all. He doesn't say, come to me, you who are sanctified. Come to me, you who are full of praise and worship for me. Come to me, you who are already pure and perfect in my sight. Well, you can't be perfect, but you can be pure. Come to me, you who are righteous. Come to me, you guys that have got it right. Come to me, you people that know my will. He's not saying that. Watch what he says, beloved. He says, come to me all. Come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's saying, all of you, all of you, all of you, all of you who are feeling jaded and are feeling lost and are feeling weighed down by the weight of the world, Jesus is saying, come to me all. Doesn't matter what shape you're in. Doesn't matter if you're fat, if you're thin, if you're tall, if you're short. It doesn't matter if you're old, if you are young. It matters not, because Jesus is saying to you right now, beloved, come to me all. All of you, come to me. Come to me now. If you come to me now and you lay your burdens at the foot of the cross, I will then fill you with my peace. And I believe he's saying this to you now too. If you come to me now and make a decision that you will change the way you think, and you will let me help you do that, then I will show you very, very quickly what my will for your life is. What my perfect will for your life is. You know, beloved, when we know God's will, it's not all beer and skittles. In other words, quite often one might think, well, if you know God's will and you're doing God's will, then you're going to be very, very successful in that, and things are going to be great, and there'll be no problems at all, and Bob's your uncle. Nuh-uh, not at all. You see, God calls us to obedience. He calls us to Himself. Why does He do that? Because He loves us so, so much. The love He has for us knows no bounds. And that, beloved, is why He wants us to change the way we think. And that is why we need to meditate this verse. If you have got a stick-it note, I want you to copy out this verse, verse 2 of chapter 12 of Romans. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know the perfect will of God, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Listen, that's it in a nutshell. Meditate on that. Change the way you think. Come to me all. All of you, come to me. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word today. We give you honor and glory for what you have done. And Father God, we love you and we adore you. And I want to give you praise, and I want to give you honor, and I want to give you glory, Lord, as we sit at your feet and we worship you today in spirit and in truth. You see, beloved, It's quite simple, really. When we're trying to figure things out, when we're struggling through the storms, that time when Jesus was in the boat and the disciples were panicking because the storms were raging around him, but he lay there asleep, not worried at all, because perfect love casts out any fear. But the disciples, they panicked and panicked and didn't know what to do. And then one of them woke Jesus. And Jesus said to the storm, he spoke directly to the storm. And he said this, "Silence, be calm." And when you're going through these struggles and trials and tribulations, just allow the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart at that moment and allow him to say to the storm, "Silence, be calm." And it will transform your life. Understand his peace. I want you to worship now with me. This is Terry McCallum from his brand new album, his live album, not his brand new album, but his live album. And this is called Even So. Just allow the Holy Spirit now to speak into your heart as you worship and you meditate and you contemplate. In Jesus' mighty name.
Even so, come, Lord Jesus, come. Even so, take your pride away. How my soul longs to be. And Jesus, come. Sing it so sweetly to me. Even so, take your pride away. How my soul longs to be with you, my Lord. Even so, even so.
And I bow before your throne to worship you. Lord, you are, Lord, you are the lover of my soul.
Yes, you are, Lord. Lord, you are. Sing it again. Lord, you are. Lord, you are. I want you to know tonight, Lord, you are. Lord, you are.